Well, yeah, we had a lot of mosquitoes and bees. Grandpa used to take them palmettos, and he'd take them and he'd whip them. They call it a horse tail. And then they tie a string for the handle. It was a nice piece of wood. And you'd use that, you know, to fight them off.
When we first moved down here, yes, they had mosquitoes. When you went outside at night after it got sunset, we had to dress like the Lone Ranger, put a mask in front of our face because we wouldn't, so not to get choked up on mosquitoes. And if you better make sure you had good screens on your house. And a lot of people, of course, a lot of the young kids don't know what an ice pick is right now, but you have to have an ice pick in case your screen might have had a little dent in it to close that hole, because they were gonna come in that hole. And at night when you never had no AC or anything like that, because the electric didn't come down here until the early 50s, 51, 52, when the energy brought the electricity down here. So you had to sleep with the windows open, and you could hear the mosquitoes humming outside, singing. We had mosquitoes, yes.
But people came to Grand Isle for many years, within the 30s and 40s of the 1800s, looking for respite from the yellow fever epidemics and the heat in the summer, and they were here. One of the stories that I've been told is that people would come from New Orleans and other areas to be buried in the sand on the beach and let the sun bake them and heat it up, because it was good for rheumatoid arthritis. Lafitte came to the Grand Isle area somewhere between 1803 and 1805 and established a colony on Grande Terre Island. And he had approximately 1,200 people, men, women, and children, living there at the time that General Andrew Jackson sent his troopers there to destroy Lafitte's stronghold. Whatever booty they captured was taken into the New Orleans area around the town of Lafitte, of what is the town of Jean Lafitte now. And they would set up their market for people from New Orleans to go and choose from his merchandise. He would visit the homes of people on Grand Isle, because some of the people here sailed with him. Some of the people who settled on Grand Isle originally came with him when he came from the Dominican Republic down in the West Indies and settled in Grand Isle.
They did have some of the people that lived on the island. They would go pirate with him, and after it was over, they'd just go home. Nothing was ever said. And they used to set these ships on fire out there, that the people of Grand Isle would kind of peek through the trees and just never dare come on that side.
Deal, put everything on that boat.
Burn it up.
Burn it up, that goes right, drift off. Kill everybody on board.
Mom would tell me about Jim Lafitte, because he used to come over here and then play chords with some of the island people. And one night they were playing chords, and my dad's great-great-aunt or whatever ancestor was baking biscuits or something for them while they played chords. And she came over to the card table and kind of laid the platter down for Lafitte to look at the biscuits, you know, if they were presentable, you know, if they were okay, you know. And the game broke up in the wee hours of the morning, and he went back to his house or wherever he was staying, and as they were cleaning up, they noticed a gold coin stuck underneath the pan, and they panicked because they were afraid Jean Lafitte thought that, you know, my great-great-great-aunt might have stolen a gold coin from him, and you didn't want to mess with Jean Lafitte, you know. So they jumped in the pirogue and paddled right away, you know, to catch up with Lafitte, you know. There's your gold coin, you know. He just laughed and told him to keep it, you know.